All right, so the Ran on Chaf Beis in the Avodah Zarah. So after he explains the Rashi, the Ramban, and the Baal HaMor, it's a very fascinating Ran. He goes through his own Shita now. He says he disagrees with both. He disagrees with both, and he really works it through in detail. Did you get to go through all the steps over here? And he's very happy with what he winds up with at the end. So that, okay, so let's see if we can maybe take it a little bit kitzer. So he says like this. You want to read? Okay, so let's just review the sheetahs again. So the Ramban learned once again that whatever you couldn't do by Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, namely Yayin B'Yayin, you couldn't do even by Rebbe Eliezer, right? It was Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel are arguing in how to remove the Hana, right? But they all agree that if in the Maisa, it's a Maisa of being Mishtamish with the Avodah Zarah, it would be Asar. So therefore, if it's Yayin B'Yayin, you can't do anything. You can't even sell it. Chutz Midmei Yayin Esach Shabo. And therefore, the heter of throwing the Dmei Yayin Esach into the Yam HaMelach would also not apply to Yayin B'Yayin, by Yayin Esach. It would have to be Chavis B'Chavios. And Pas, he holds, is just like a tarovas of Yayin B'Yayin, because it's like the Atzei Ashera on this Arev into the Pas. So you couldn't take the Demeya Eitzim and throw them into the Amelach and be Mati the Pas, right? So basically, Pas, Beged, Yayin, Nesech, they're all the same. They all have to be only after the Nis Arev, right? In the manner of Chavis B'Chavios. So that was the Ramban. And the Baal HaMor held the opposite. He held the two Mishnayosin have nothing to do with each other. And even though we paskin Yayin B'Yayin, there's no heter of Chutz Midmei Yayin Esach Shabo, the heter of Rebbe Eliezer would apply. You could throw the Dmei Yayin Esach in the Yam HaMelach and be mata the rest Banah. Okay? Even by Yayin B'Yayin, according to the Baal HaMor. Because he held this idea of pidyon. Right, the Ramban and the Ramban was learning it's all the idea of removing Hanoah. But the Baal HaMor held, no. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer are dealing on two completely different mechanisms. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's mechanism is excluding the Hanoah, whereas Rabbi Eliezer's is removing the Hanoah. You can't compare excluding and removing. Excluding doesn't work when you're dealing with the Yayin B'Yayin, but removing is unlimited. Okay, those are the two sheets we have now. So he's saying,
Poda.
So he holds figuratively removing, correct. So he says there's a middle ground here. Okay, so he says bypass, it doesn't have to be Nisarev, right? Even the pass itself, you can throw out the value of the wood. And the pas is muteris. But by yayin nesech and stam yenam, it has to dafka b'chavis b'chavis. So his method is what? Well, his chilik is, he doesn't care about the severity of the isser, right? He just cares about the type of tarovus that we're dealing with, right? He says yayin b'yayin is never muter with pidyon. What's that? Even stam yenam. But pas is mutter. But pas is mutter with the pidyon. Okay, so we have to see what's the difference. What's the difference between the isser of the pas and the between the pas and the yayin esach and the yayin? Go ahead.
Okay. So the yayin nesach with stam yenam dafka.
Right, so now he's going back to the first machlokas that he brought up, right? That Rashi said you only have to throw out the Demei Eitzim, and everyone else was saying you have to throw out the Pas. So he said, I agree with Rashi on that first point. You only have to throw out Demei Eitzim. Why? Because that's the mashmos of the Lashon is Meduyak like that. Because what's the Lashon? It says, Yolich Hano'ol Liyam HaMelech. Right? It doesn't say Yolich Demei Echad Me'en Liyam HaMelech. So it says, plain shot of Hano'ol, Yolich Hano'ol Liyam HaMelech means the wood, the Eitzim. If it meant they have to throw out the value of one loaf after it's Nisarev, it should have said Yolch de Echad Mehem. But Hanoa implies some benefit within this thing. Okay? So it says plain shot is, it means the Mei Eitzim, not the pasta itself. Go ahead. Because his proof is, when it wants to say the thing itself, it says it like later. It says, Dalad Zuzi Demei Chavisa. Shikol Dalad Zuzi Demei Chavisa. So it knows how to express itself by saying the Demei Chavis. So it could have said Yolch Demei HaPas. Yolch Demei Achad Me'en. But it doesn't. It uses a different expression. Like, get rid of the benefit. Get rid of the benefit. Throw the benefit. So the benefit implies not the thing itself. So that implies Demei Eitzim. Go ahead. Okay, so he's extremely original in this thinking over here, okay? So he says, look, I have to go with the pshat, and the pshat in the Gemara implies, Hanoah implies Eitzim, right? But who's to say that that means on one piece of bread? That just means you have to, that's just telling you what you have to get rid of. You have to get rid of the Demei Eitzim. But it doesn't say out of what. Doesn't say what you're removing it from. In other words, if we hold you have to throw away the Demei Pas, then of course it means the Pas that's in this Arev. Right? But just because it says throw away the Demei Eitzim doesn't mean it's only from, it's speaking about from one piece of, from the Pas that's a Vaday Aser. That's not a necessary conclusion. It just makes it possible. It doesn't make it necessary. Right? You got the difference between the necessary and the possible? If you say throw away the Demei Echad Mehen, so that means there's more than one. It has to be. Right? Because you're throwing out the value of one of them. That's what it means. That's just the definition of throwing out the value of one of them. It means there's more than one. But if it says throw out the value of the wood that created it, yeah, the Hanoah of the Hanoah that you got from the Atzei Asherah, that doesn't say if it's talking about one piece of bread or dafka when it's in the Sarev. You don't know from that. Okay, so that's what he's in search of. He's in search of trying to figure out if it's from one piece of bread or from many. Okay, he's just searching. He's trying to figure it out. You get to watch the Ron figure something out. Go ahead. Right. The truth of the matter is that's the way the Rush comes out. The Rush says he agrees with Rashi that it's only Demei Eitzim, but he agrees with the Ri that it's only when it's in the Zarev. That's how he comes out in his Psak. He says, therefore, it has to be a mixture of breads, but you only have to throw out the Demei Eitzim. So that's what the Ron is just trying to figure out. How do you know, just because you're throwing out the Demei Eitzim, how do you know if it's Dafka when it's in this Arev? No, it's the old question. Can I relate to, so now let's put it on a theoretical plane, right? Is there the concept that we spoke about before that the throwing out the Demei Eitzim will be matir, the tashmish with a chefza that's yadua to you, that has that's in this Arev with Isser? Right? In other words, will throwing out the Demei Eitzim allow a maisa of being mishtamish with a cheft so that you and I all know this piece was baked with Atzei Asherah. Very nice, you want to throw away money, but we all know in reality it was baked with Atzei Asherah. So now you might be offsetting a benefit, but how is that? Is that a matir for a maisa with a cheft so that's yadua that has a tarovus of Isser Avodah Zarah? Right? That's his question. Is it only when we lose the Cheftza and the Taroves, but the only thing you have to remove is the Atzei Asherah, or is it even if you have one piece of bread, all you have to do is remove the Atzei Asherah? Okay, let's follow him closely. Go ahead.
Right. Only the amount of wood.
No, he's saying even if you're going to say like the Ramban, that the cases have to be commensurate, right? So I'm only going to be matir the pas. when it's like a chavis b'chavios, right? I'm only going to be matir the pas by throwing out the demei iser when I don't have an identifiable cheft so that I know has a tarovus of iser in it, right? Now it's just like Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't let you sell yayin b'yayin, only chavis b'chavios. Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't let you throw out the damim of a case that it's a real tarovus of iser that is identifiable to me. It's only when the bread that was usher gets mixed in, so I no longer relate to any particular cheftza as a cheftza of iser. Granted that the whole idea of pidyon only works when the cheftza loses its identity and is in this arev, but that doesn't mean that that's just a limitation on when pidyon works, right? But that shouldn't change the requirement of what you have to throw out. There's nothing that says just because the pas has to be mixed up in order for me to have a pidyon, that means I have to throw out the demei pas. All I should need to throw out is the demei etzim. Look, the bottom line is saying the demei etzim is really the quantum of iser is the demei etzim. That's the substance of iser here, is the demei etzim. So I understand you don't want to be matir with a pidyon, a loaf of bread that I know has the tarovas of demei etzim in it, because the gaver shouldn't in his mind feel like he's a mishtamesh with avodah zarah in any way. Right, so I'll only allow it when the piece is mixed up, but that doesn't change. But still, when it is mixed up, all I should have to throw out is the meitzim. Just because I have to wait for it to be mixed up, doesn't mean that the whole piece is itself chatichas iser. That doesn't mean the whole piece is kulo aser. It's not. It's mostly mutter. In fact, it's mostly flour, water, salt, and just a little bit of demei, a little bit of atzei yashera. And as a matter of fact, he seems to learn that it's batel midaraisa, right? Because he says that was his argument with the Baal HaMor. He says the Baal HaMor is matir the pas because it's only aser midrabanan. So he seems to hold that even when you say yesh vachetz in the pas, he doesn't seem to think it's a deraisa. He seems to think it's batel really midaraisa, right? I mean that's pretty clear from what I said before. So that's his question. Why are they mafriz al amida? Why are they exaggerating? They're going overboard. I understand you don't want to be matir the piece that I know was dafka baked with atzei asherah. So I have to have it mixed up. But once it's mixed up, I should just ask, how much hanah do I have to get rid of? The hanah of etzim. Why does it now jump to the hanah of the whole lechem? And he says, we don't say chaticha nas nevela like that. We don't say, if iser falls into heter, the whole thing becomes mamish iser. We don't hold that way. So why should we say that over here? Right? I can understand you not wanting to do it on the individual, but once you have the tarovus, why should you now have to increase the amount you throw out?
You left me a pass, the amela.
Right. So he says, I don't see any reason that's pushing them to say this. Because even if you're going to say, even according to them, it should be enough to have the demei etzim. I understand you want to wait for the tarovus, but all you need is demei etzim. Go ahead. Now he's saying the lashonos don't push you either way. The requirement of tarovus doesn't prove that it's demei etzim, that it's demei pas, and the mashmos of demei etzim doesn't prove that it's talking about one. They're two unrelated questions. One question is, when do we allow pidyon? Right, on a vaday or on a zarev? And the other question is, how much is the pidyon? They're unrelated. There's no reason. Just because I say the pidyon is demei etzim doesn't mean that it's going to definitely work on a vaday. And just because I say it only works by taroves, that doesn't mean I have to say it's demei pas. Okay? He says, look, we're both starting from different points. Right, they're starting from the point that we have to learn from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So they're starting with the point of view that it must be an asarif. But he's saying, but that doesn't force you to say demei pas. And I'm starting with the lishna, that the lashna is mashma demei etzim. But that doesn't force me to say on the vaday. Okay, go ahead. So one second, let's slow down for a second. So what is convincing him? What is convincing him to say that the heter of the pigeon works by the single loaf of bread, that the demei etzim is only needed to be, the demei etzim can be taken even from the loaf that's be'en. So he says it's because he sees in the Gemara that there's no relationship at all between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. How does he see that in the Gemara? Because the Gemara says, Rav Ada bar Ava said that lo shanu elapas of a chavis lo. So he says, you've got an Amora who's making a very important statement. What's his statement? He says, Rabbi Eliezer's din of pigeon only works by bread, not by wine. Not by barrels. Only works by bread, not by barrels. Okay? Only works by bread and not by barrels. Now, what does Rashi say about that? Rashi says, what's the difference between the bread and the barrels? So he says, the bread is lo minka rabbe iser mamish. There's no iser mamish that's nicker in the bread. There's no presence of eitzim in the bread, right? There's no presence of any wood in the bread. I'm not talking about the sarah ofim over here, right? There was nothing got mixed into the bread physically. But that's why the pigeon works. But the chavis, there's a mamish chavis shel yayin that's inside the chavios, right? So then they're all going to be asur b'ana. And there's no takana to throw the damim of one away. But nonetheless, Rashi says, you could still sell them all, chutz midmei yayin nesach shebo. Right? So that's one statement. That's one thing. That's one thing. So what do we get right out of that? What do we get right out of that?
You see that you can't compare. You can't say that the Eliezer and Shimon Gamliel are dealing with the same cases.
Exactly. Can't say they're talking about the same cases, because now you've got an Amora that says a case that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel will permit, Chavis B'Chavios, Rabbi Eliezer will not permit. Right? That's one fact. He's saying, look, that's a fact. According to Rashi, the way Rashi's learning the sugya, it's almost like the other Rishonim just skipped over that whole section of the Gemara. Right?
Because they all pass him like
Rav Chisda. But he's saying you've got to start with Rav Ada bar Ava. You've got to start with Rav Ada bar Ava. Because he's showing you something about the nature of the whole machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, and then he'll show you. You can only modify slowly what you build up with. You can't just jump to the end and forget about everything. Good. So 1 second. So that's one piece of information. That's one piece of information that he's mining out of this Gemara. That what? That according to Rav Ada bar Ava, there's a case that the selling will not work, but the pigeon will work. Namely, chavis b'chavios, the pigeon will not work, but the selling it chutz mi chavis it would work, and why? Because the iser relates to the pas in a much more ephemeral way than the chavis to the chavios, right? In much more non-tangible way.
In the bread case?
In the bread case. There's no mamoshos of Isser.
It's funny, it can work either way. Because that used to be a svara for why the chavis and chavis case is better.
I don't remember that far back.
Well, I guess versus yayin b'yayin.
Right. Versus yayin b'yayin, correct. Yes?
Can you explain the last distinction that we just made?
Yeah, he's saying there's nothing of the wood in the bread. Right? There's nothing of the wood in the bread. That's why the pigeon will work. But by the chavis b'chavios, it will not work. Because there's mamish, a barrel of yayin nesach. That's what Rav Ada bar Ava said. Okay? But he himself, but he still would agree that you could sell all of the barrels, chutz mi dmei yayin nesach shebo. So we see an important fact from Rav Avda bar Ava, that the way the iser affects the bread, the way the etzem aser the bread is different from the way the chavis asers the chavios. One is in a more intangible way, and one is in an intangible way, and one is in a tangible way. Right? Touchable. Right? You can touch the barrel, you can't touch the wood. Good? Go ahead. Next.
Okay.
And then you have the case of Rav Chisda. So that's Rav Avda bar Ava. Then you have the case of Rav Chisda, who says even Chavis B'Chavis it works. Yeah. Me'ata. All right, and then the second Rashi he quotes is by the case where Rav Chisda holds you can throw away the Dmei Yayin Nesach. So Rashi says everything else would be Mutar B'Hanah. It's a Chavis B'Chavis case. And what does it mean it's Mutar B'Hanah? To sell them individually or to give them to your workers. Right, and he says, and this is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, because over there they disagree with the pigeon. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees with the pigeon, but he allows you to sell them all except for the value of the Yayin Nesach Shebo. Okay, so what's he trying to figure out from this? Umeata ein lilmod midelo sharinan b'derebi Shimon Gamliel b'Yayin Nesach Yayin b'Yayin d'hachi nami lo sharinan osa pas atzma. So he says, what comes out of all this? That there's no basis to say that just because Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can't sell yayin b'yayin, that would also mean you can't do a pigeon on pas. Right? Why? Tehatarovas eitzim b'pas kil tfei. Because we've already established that the mixture in the pas is much lighter. Demei time amar Rav Avda lo shanu el pas lefishein mamash iser beheter. Because you see, Rav Avda himself holds that the heter of Rabbi Eliezer only applies to pas, right? Because there's no mamash of the iser in it. V'yafa gavdar miyan yeshvach etzim bepas. So that means to say that there is something in the pas. He says, "Hainu lo mashu chomor yoser mizev zegorim." Interesting Rashi. Interesting run. He says, "What does that really mean? Yeshvach etzim bepas." What does it mean? Yeshvach etzim bepas. He says, "It doesn't really mean that there's a mixture of the bread a mixture of the wood in the bread." See, now he's really showing you. Now he's really revealing his true position about pas. His true idea about the iser of the pas. And apparently this is a very big part of the machlokas between him and the other Rishonim. He's saying, what does it really mean, yeshvach etzim bepas? It doesn't really mean that there's something of the wood in the bread, like a mamashus type of thing, right? It means to say that we don't consider the bread to be like a distant grumma, like a partial cause of the bread. We don't say, well,
the wood to be,
what did I say?
Bread.
Yeah, we don't consider the wood and the fire to be like just a partial cause. Okay, like a zevzeh gorim. Like if you mix iser and heter and it made something, you'd say zevzeh gorim is mutter. We consider the bread to be the entire purpose of the wood itself. Now, as we say, we look at bread and we say that the full benefit of the wood is realized in the bread. So in other words, it's not that the bread is usser like a taroves of iser, but what is really the nature of the iser of the bread? Very similar to the way we were learning originally when we learned Rashi, right? That it itself is the hanos etzim. You understand? The very critical chiluk that he's exploiting over here, right? Exploiting is a good thing. He means to use. So it's a very critical chiluk he's exploiting. And what is that? That the nature of the iser of the pas and the nature of the iser of the yayin is different. He says, the nature of the Isser of the Pas is that the Pas is like a concrete Hanoas Eitzim. That's when you're mishtamish with the Pas, that is a tashmish of you are, it's like a tashmish of the Eitzim. Why? Because the whole Eitzim were realized in the Pas. The Eitzim came to completion, they came to fulfillment in the Pas. The Pas is like the fulfillment of the Eitzim. So it's like it's the product of the Eitzim, right? It's the product of the wood. It's not usher because there's like a little bit of wood mixed into your bread, right? It's usher because the bread is the product of the wood. But the yayin b'yayin is not that way. The yayin b'yayin is because there's mamish mixed in, right? So now he goes like that. That's how he's learning Rashi, that it's not nicker and it's killed and it's the mamish is not nicker in it. Doesn't mean that there's a mamish that's not nicker in it. He means to say that the whole nature of the Isser is not a tarobas. And therefore, he holds that was Rav Ada bar Ava's idea. That's the only time Rabbi Eliezer is matir al yidei pidyon is what? Is what? Now it's the svara time. Of al yayin lo, the tarovas yayin b'yayin who doma lepas.
How?
Hold on. No, you got to read that. That's a tricky line. It's all a negative line. Sorry. Right. So he's very clear. When we say yeshvach etzim b'pas, it just means it's not considered like a partial cause. It means the toelis of the iser is nicker bo, but it doesn't mean that there is a tyrovus of mamish in the pas. Ubavade shayroi. Now, what's bothering him though? So, what's bothering him? You have to be sensitive to what's bothering him, or you just have to read a little further. What's bothering him?
Well, you say that the toelis iser is enough to.
No. It's bothering him in the Lashon, something in the Gemara, something that Rav Ada said is bothering him. What did Rav Ada say?
Compared to Chavis.
He's bothered. Why did Rav Ada compare it to Chavis? And not to Yayin B'Yayin.
Yeah.
Right? Why didn't Rav Ada, according to his Svara, his Svara is what? Let's just get his Svara first. What's his Svara? That Pidyon only works when? He's not like the Balamor, and he's not like the Ramban. Okay? Balamor held, you need to actually, you need to have an iser that can be turned into a concrete, that has the idea of transferring its shame to Moos, so that you can be as a gavra in Maisa, a ma'abed iser. By the way, I just wanted to recount the conversation I had with Aaron, and that is that I think that's a very important point is to realize that the reason why the pidyon works, I think, according to these shitas by Avodah Zarah, is because the nature of the Isra Hanoh of Avodah Zarah is not, is really an Isra of, like a kiruv of the Gavra towards the Avodah Zarah. You understand? It's that the Gavra can't be involved in Avodah Zarah in a positive way. Right, it's like a harchaka from the Isser HaNoah is really, in terms of the attitude of the individual, shouldn't be considered like a person who has a positive relationship to the Avodah Zarah. Right, it's not the HaNoah itself that's the Isser. It's that it's a certain statement of the Gavra that so in that sense, the Balamor holds that if you can make a demonstration in a real sense that he's a ma'abed of Avodah Zarah, then the tashmish is nicker, that it's just because there's no other way to be mishtamish with his heter. You know what I'm saying? In other words, the only way that this kind of a trade-off works, if the hanoah itself was usur, let's say the pleasure itself was usur, let's say you held by Basul Cholov, the pleasure is a pleasure that Torah doesn't want you to have, right? So would it make any sense to say I can take a hit in the money and then the pleasure is mutter? No, the pleasure is always going to be the pleasure. But the idea by Avodah Zarah is there's nothing pleasurable about, there's no pleasant experience of the yayin that was used in Nisuch over other yayin. It's not like Basar B'Cholov. I could say, okay, that's a good time. You can get that time without cooking Basar B'Cholov, right? But the yayin doesn't taste any different if it was used for Avodah Zarah. It's not like this type of a substance, its pleasure is too indulgent. It has nothing to do with that, right? It's by being a nener, you're going to make a certain tziruf to the Avodah Zarah itself. You're going to have a certain psychological link to the Avodah Zarah itself. So in that sense, it's possible to negate it. To negate it b'maisa. You know, I mean, you can... What I'm trying to say is that when the Isser is the Hanoa Atzmo, it's impossible to offset one Hanoa with a pain. Right? It never undoes the Hanoa you got. But if the whole idea is attachment to Avodah Zarah by enjoying something that was used with it, so then it's possible to devise a scheme, Midrabanan, that we can break the connection that you have towards it, because ultimately you feel it's not benefiting you. You understand? It's possible to, even though it's possible to do something like that, it's possible to say that I'm ma'abed avodah zara biyadayim, which is which will now neutralize any tashrish I have with it, because it's already in the gavra kavua b'maisa his position, right? In other words, okay. But anyway, so where were we up to? So the Bala, so the Ran is different from all three positions. He holds like this. He holds it's not an idea of throwing away a certain amount of Hana. And it's not an idea of doing a Maisa of destruction. He holds it's a different concept. It's what? According to Rav Ada, at least. That what? It's only because of the nature of the Isser of the Pas that the pidyon works in the first place. And what is that? Means to say that the Isser that comes and is chal as a Hana can be removed through a negation of Hana. In other words, Rav Ada's position is interesting. He's saying, why does it work? Because you don't really have a cheftza of Avodah Zarah in your Rishus. What do you have? You have Hano'as Avodah Zarah b'Rishus. So when it exists to you only b'toras Hano'ah, then it's shayach to a pidyon in the realm of Hano'ah. But if it exists as a cheftza, it's in your Rishus as a cheftza, then throwing out Hano'ah is not correspond to cheftza. It has to be we're always looking for the balance. We're always looking for this for some equivalence, right? So his svara is that the equivalence is in the way it's in your Rishus. There's no mamash of the Avodah Zarah in your pas. But the pas itself is a benefit you gained from the Avodah Zarah. So now it turns out my whole rishus is a nehneh from Avodah Zarah. So in that framework, I can be mafsid and kineged the gain in my rishus. But when I have yayin nesach be'en mamish, how does throwing away money remove the presence of the cheftza? It doesn't remove the cheftza. So that was Rav Ada's svar, that the pidyon has to be only because you don't have the Avodah Zarah b'rishuscha. You only have a benefit. So a benefit can be offset by a loss. An object can't be offset by a loss, but a benefit can be offset by a loss. So that was why he held it was limited to pass. Okay? But now his question is, it's limited to pass alone, and there's no difference between chavis v'chavis and yayin b'yayin. So why did Rav Ada say only pas but not chavis? He should have said only pas but not yayin. Okay, I'll tell you. He says, "Ubevadai shoya roy lomar." You want to get the pshat now, Gil, on this one? Hoya roy lomar l'Rav Ada, lo l'Rav Ada, Ravada should have said, not that you should say to him, Ravada should have said, Lo shanu ela pas. Right? It's only pas. Of a yayin lo. He should have said yayin. He should not have said chavis. Why? De taroves yayin bi yayin hu dome le pas. Lo le taroves chavis bi chavis. If you want to take the closest similarity to pas, it would be yayin bi yayin. Because it's one thing. It's one mixed substance. So it's true pas is not literally a mixture of the etzim and the pas, but the closest comparison would be to the case of pas alone, because there's no unique to yayin b'yayin, because there's no unique identity to the yayin esach. There's no unique isolated identity to the chavis. Now, as I want to say that only pas is mutter. There's three levels. In theory, in concept, there are three levels of presence. One is we have a chavis, like a davar chashuv, a separate chashuv entity of chavis, mixed in with your chavios. The next is where you don't have, these are going down, the next is where you don't have a separate cheftza of iser, but you just have the substance of the iser mixed into your substance. That's yayin b'yayin. And the least is where you don't have any of the substance at all, but the iser caused some presence in your, some existence in your ishus. So if he's saying only pas is mutter, he should move to the next closest heter, which would be yayin b'yayin. If I would say things that are going to be mutter, they would go pas, yayin b'yayin, chavis b'chavis. Why? Because there are different degrees of a lack of the presence of a chashiv entity of Isser. The lowest is when there's no presence at all. The next is when the cheftza is not discern, is not distinct. And the last one is when you have a chashiv cheftza of chavis. So if Rav Ada was trying to get the biggest, make the biggest distinction, his distinction should have been between the closest things. Should have been between pas and yayin b'yayin. Not pass and skip over the case of yayin b'yayin to chavis v'chavis. That's the only thing that bothers him. Okay. So he's saying the reverse now. He's saying, no, he took chavis v'chavis and it's a kolshkin of yayin b'yayin. How does that make any sense? So what was his kasha? Why should he have taken yayin b'yayin if chavis v'chavis is a greater chiddush? All right, let's hold on to that. So now, that's all very nice and good. But we don't hold like Rav Ada Barava. We hold the Rav Chista, right? She says Rav Chista de Polagalo lo Omar Yayin Elo Chavis. But Rav Chista, who argued on him, never said Yayin. He only said Chavis. So Minayin lo Lahafriz Alamido Lahatir Afilu Yayin Biayin. Kevin de Chazina de Mfalgina le Rabbim Shemin Gamliel bin Yayin, Biyayin le Chavis le Chavis. So it's critical to understand this chilik now, right? Because his whole position now is saying that what is the bigger chiddush? Chavis be Chavis. Right? Am I right? That. So now we have to retract what we said before. Now he's saying differently, no? He's saying, if I tell you that chavis b'chavis is aser, is mutter b'pidyon, you don't know that yayin b'yayin is mutter b'pidyon. Right? That's what he's trying to say. That's his argument, no? He's saying, look, Rav Ada himself wanted to say that only pas is mutter. So what did he say? Only pas and not even chavis b'chavis. Certainly yayin b'yayin is no pidyon. And Rav Chista comes back and says, no, I say chavis b'chavis is good for pidyon too. But that doesn't mean yayin b'yayin is good for pidyon. Right? So that's basically the end of the run. That's basically the end of the run. He says, you got to start out with Rav Ada. Rav Ada says pas alone. And then he says, and not even chavis. So Rav Ada's learning, pas is the best heter. Then yayin pas is what? Then barrels. Then barrels?
Yeah.
Then barrels, and then yayin b'yayin. So he says, look, I stop the heter at pas, and I don't even let barrels. Certainly yayin b'yayin. And all Rav Chista said was barrels. But that doesn't mean yayin b'yayin. All right, so we got to think over that last chiluk. According to the Ran Svara, first of all, what's the machlokus of Rav Ado and Rav Chista? And why is barrels a bigger chiddush than yayin b'yayin? Why does it make sense to say that Rav Chista would only permit chavis b'chavis and not yayin b'yayin? But that's his criticism of the Baal HaMor. He says, there's nowhere does it ever say yayin b'yayin is mutter. All it says is Rav Ado says pas is mutter and nothing else, and Rav Chista included barrels. But the heter of barrels is easier than the heter of yayin b'yayin. So you have no right to say that there's a heter of yayin b'yayin by the idea of pidgin. All right, let's continue. Let's finish this up tomorrow. We can't leave this over the weekend. And then we will do a little halacha l'maaseh. Okay.
You already got a halacha l'maaseh.